This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will arrive at the Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in the evening, from where she will go to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Bhubaneswar, to grace its fifth convocation ceremony. Tomorrow, President Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of three buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary celebration of Adi Kavi Sarala Das and present the Kalinga Ratna Award for 2024 at Cuttack. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the unlocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. After Operation Sindoor, the demand for BrahMos missile has increased in foreign countries. He unveiled the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency in Lucknow yesterday.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
फॉर्मर नीति आयोग सीईओ अमिताभ कांत lauded UPI for becoming the world's leading real-time payment system, processing a staggering 650 million transactions daily to dislodge Visa from the top rank. Calling it phenomenal, Kant said, this has been one of the most notable achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This has transformed the lives of citizens. The Unified Payments Interface UPI has strengthened its dominance in India's digital payment system, with its share in the total transaction volume rising to 83.7% in 2024-25 from 79.7% in the previous financial year. The centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy and to ensure stability in the farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and at affordable prices. In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title at the All India Club in London last night. He defeated defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148th year history. Just 5 weeks after suffering a heartbreaking loss to Alcaraz in the Roland Garros final, Sinner responded with clinical composure on the center court. The 23-year-old world number one flipped the narrative, ending Alcaraz's perfect 5-0 record in major finals and halting a 5-match losing streak against the Spaniard. And that's the end of this news bulletin.